get the news in full. It's read now by Brian Jennings.
Senior Green Party ministers have expressed concerns over plans by the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, to prevent groups such as residents' associations from taking judicial reviews of planning decisions. In another development, the Cabinet has approved measures that would result in a 30% tax imposed on developers who made substantial profits because of land being rezoned. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
O'Brien had an eventful day yesterday, which included surviving a confidence motion in the Dáil, albeit that Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats and People Before Profit all called on him to resign. At Cabinet, he secured approval for the Land Value Sharing and Urban Development Zones Bill, which aims to claw back super profits from developers in the event of land being rezoned. However, the issue causing the most difficulty is draft legislation aimed at overhauling the planning system, involving a significant restructuring of An Bord Pleanála and so-called time-bound streamlining of the judicial review process. It's understood Green Ministers Catherine Martin and Roderick O'Gorman raised concerns at Cabinet over limiting the access to justice, while the Green TD Stephen Matthews, who chairs the Oireachtas Housing Committee, said the party had major reservations. While passed by Cabinet, the new Planning and Development Bill will undergo pre-legislative scrutiny next year, with Green leader Eamon Ryan saying he thinks committee members can iron out concerns at that point.
A survey by the Automobile Association suggests that petrol prices have dropped to their lowest in over a year. The average cost of a litre is now €1.60 at the pumps, while diesel has fallen to €1.74 a litre. The AA Ireland's head of communications, Paddy Cumann, said there was no firm indication as to how long these prices would last, but they gave consumers some slight respite against ever-increasing prices. Explosions have been heard in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, claimed that the country's air defences had shot down 10 drones. A court in the Bahamas has remanded the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX in custody. Sam Bankman-Fried has been charged in the United States with offences including fraud and money laundering. He'll be detained until his extradition case is heard in February. It's understood that more than a million investors were left out of pocket when FTX went bankrupt last month. Gerber Grewal from the US Securities and Exchange Commission set out the charges at a news conference.
From FTX's inception in 2019, Bankman-Fried began secretly and improperly diverting FTX customer funds to his crypto hedge fund, Alameda Research. He then misused those funds to make undisclosed venture investments, lavish real estate purchases, and large political donations.
Garda technical examinations are continuing of a residential property in South Dublin, where the body of a man in his 40s was found yesterday afternoon. The property is located in Ballybrack, south of Killiney. Gardaí have described the death as unexplained. The woman who died in a road collision in the West Cork village of Beilach an Gaeilge in the early hours of yesterday morning has been named locally as Goblet Ní Chuama. She was 51 and from the area. She died when a car collided with a number of people after they had left a premises in the village. It's understood those involved had been attending a funeral in the area. Gardaí arrested a man in his 40s at the scene. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Widespread frost and icy conditions will persist for the rest of the week, with any coastal showers potentially falling as sleet or snow. It'll be dry with wintry showers. Temperatures will be below freezing this morning and will not rise above 1 degree this afternoon. And a status orange low temperature ice warning has been issued for most of the country from 6 o'clock this evening until midday tomorrow. It'll be extremely cold tonight, with widespread temperatures below minus 5 degrees, leading to severe frost and ice.